There is a period regarded by many Oregonians as something of a golden age in the state, and that was the period from 1967 to 1975 when Republican Tom McCall was the governor, and the legislature produced a number of pieces of notable legislation, beach bill, bottle bill, land use reform. It's an impressive list. We'll focus on the beach bill now. It turns 50 this year, and it confirmed that the ocean beaches in Oregon belong to the public. For some history on what it took to pass the bill, we turned to Brent Wolff, who's been a longtime journalist in the state of Oregon, worked for many years at the Oregonian, was part of a Pulitzer-winning team there, and is the author of a book about Tom McCall and his years as governor called Fire at Eden's Gate. Brent Wolff is now on the faculty at the University of Oregon Journalism School. It's our first visit with him in about 4 years. Brent, welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So let's establish first, you are not old enough to be a reporter who was actually working the story when the beach bill passed, right?
No, I was probably playing in the sand at the time, but no, it was I was completely oblivious to all this at the time.
So having arrived on the scene as an adult a bit later, then what, whence comes the fascination with McCall and this period in Oregon history, not just for you, but for everybody?
Well, I grew up here when McCall was governor. I remember it distinctly. I can even remember as a middle schooler when McCall left office, thinking, I can't imagine how the state's going to ever have a governor quite as interesting and as fun again. So I was aware of his impact. Mm-hmm. I can remember seeing bottles and cans strewn along the street on my way to school, and a year after after the bottle bill passed, seeing those streets clean and never getting littered again. So I can remember as a kid having that kind of an impact, him having that kind of an impact on the state. The beach bill itself became a bit of a fascinating thing for me because I had spent some time on the East Coast in college in cities where you had to not only observe private ownership of the beach, but you actually had to pay to go on the public beach. They make you, at the time, they made you wear, buy a, what they call a beach badge that you actually had to wear on your swimming suit or on your shirt to prove to the police that you'd paid your fee for using the beach that day. Anyway, I found it so strange, but not really understanding what the history was in our own state until I sat down to write the book about Tom McCall.
I can imagine that the friends you met on the East Coast were like, you do what? The beaches are free in Oregon and public?
Yeah, they didn't believe me. Yeah, yeah.
Brent, what were some of the elements that coalesced to make that period in Oregon history such a period of environmental protection? And it was not just in Oregon, come to think of it, but around the country as well.
Well, that's right. You did have a national movement growing. You know, you had Rachel Carson writing about pesticides, and you had the rise of some environmental groups and awareness of what was at the time called ecology growing around the country. In Oregon, the big focus had been the condition of the Willamette River, particularly running from Eugene to Portland, heavily polluted by mills and by municipal sewer sites that were not treating their wastes. And so there had been a lot of focus on that. And one of the pioneers in really bringing attention to that was Tom McCall. He was, at the time, a television broadcaster in Portland who produced and hosted a one-hour documentary about pollution in Oregon, mostly industrial pollution, but focusing primarily on the river. It was a documentary called Pollution in Paradise. It won national awards. It was replayed many times. It produced or inspired legislation to crack down on particularly pulp mills on the river. And he quickly saw that this was a topic that really resonated with people. He'd always had political ambitions. He came from a political family. And when he ran for Secretary of State and then eventually governor, he knew this was an important theme to follow up on. And he ran against a Democratic opponent, because he was a Republican, but he ran against a Democratic opponent who perhaps, if there was anyone who was just as, perhaps even a little bit more of an environmentalist than McCall, was his opponent, a guy named Bob Straub, who was state treasurer, later went on to become governor himself. And Straub engaged McCall on the beach issue during the campaign, and that actually not only set the stage for the beach bill later, but also in some ways came back to haunt McCall.
It's pretty common to name just a president or a governor as the person who got something done. You know, we like to say things like Nixon created the EPA or McCall protected the beaches. I mean, there were other people involved, lots of them. In the case, and you mentioned the environmental concerns of Tom McCall. What was the specific concern he had about beaches?
Well, beaches were not really on McCall's list. And part of the reason, is that everyone assumed that the beaches were public. The public ownership of the beaches went back to 1913, I believe, is the year. The governor at the time was Oswald West. He was kind of a rogue Democrat governor who promoted a bill to have the state highway department take over control of the beaches. The argument he made was that the beaches could become part of a state highway system. In fact, people drove on the beaches, and they were considered part of the way that cars could get north and south in some stretches. Years later, Oswald West said that this was all part of a plan to protect the beaches from development and to make sure that no one could take over the beaches in terms of private ownership. And that doctrine had continued for many years until around 1966. And I want to help people put sort of a frame on that. That was the year before McCall became governor. A motel owner in Cannon Beach decided that he wanted the area in front of his motel only for his guests, and he put up a fence. He put a fence almost all the way down to the tide where the wet sands would start on the beach, and in some ways would block people from being able to walk up and down the beach. And that's really outraged people. And folks who had seen this started writing letters to the highway department complaining. And that began an investigation. And this became an issue that the state highway department wanted to clear up. It didn't seem to be that big of an issue until the Republicans in the state legislature refused to clear up the issue. And that's when it became an issue for McCall.
We're talking to Brent Wolf, a longtime journalist and the author of a book about former Governor Tom McCall in Oregon called Fire at Eden's Gate, about specifically the Beach Bill, which passed 50 years ago this year in Oregon. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And we actually have a clip of Tom McCall talking about the Beach Bill and Oswald West. Let's hear that now.
This bill is important more for what it symbolizes than what is actually in it as far as words are concerned. It brings to the public's attention the situation that poses the threat of access to the beaches of the state of Oregon. We were comfortable in the feeling that the beaches belong to the public. The discussion around this bill involves questions that raise doubt as to whether the public, even so, can reach those beaches. Therefore, I think it's a matter of tremendous importance that this be resolved as soon as possible. It may involve the Supreme Court of the state of Oregon. But in any event, we must fight to reestablish, in fact, in the most meaningful way, the concept of the public ownership of our beaches, established by that great Oregonian, Oz West, some 50 to 55 years ago. This we cannot live without as Oregonians.
Governor Tom McCall speaking in 1967 about the Beach Bill. Nobody else talks like Tom McCall that I've ever come across.
No, and it's really quite something to hear his voice in talking about this. The point he was making is exactly, you know, what we were touching on a second ago, is that everyone assumed the beaches were a settled issue. In reality, the ownership of beaches or beachfront property was really kind of a patchwork mess. Some private property owners had cause to be concerned. They had been paying property taxes on areas that were suddenly going to be declared public. And there were some true disputes. But the real issue was, could people like this motel owner block off sections? Could people literally claim the beach to be their own? And that's what alarmed him. It finally came to his attention because this bill was really supposed to be a technical change. Republicans in the Oregon House were concerned about private property issues, but also there were some friends of theirs who had development deals that they didn't want to have stopped. And when this came to McCall's attention, you heard him, that we heard him there. He grabbed the issue and ran with it and took it over. The details of the bill were in some ways not, he was right, not all that important in the short run, but it sent a huge message. And in fact, the Speaker of the House told me in an interview writing the book, he said once Tom McCall grabbed onto this issue, there was no taking it back. He was able to command public attention and public support, and that bill sailed through.
I want to give credit for the clip that Coin TV in Portland, KOIN, originally shot that, and then it's been donated since to the Oregon Historical Society, which makes it available on the web. There were other clips in there, too, and I guess it's easy from a remove of 50 years, Brent, to look back and think, well, you know, everybody was for the beach bill, but the fact is there was quite a bit of discussion there about what was wrong with the beach bill.
That's right. How do you actually define what the beach is? It sounds kind of simple, but it's actually not. Some people thought it would be to the grasslands. Well, those shift. Not all beaches have grass right up to the edge. Some people said, well, it's the dry sands versus the wet sands. Well, you know, look at your watch. What time of day is it? Where that is. And so ultimately what ended up happening was they ran a survey. Within a few years, they ran a survey line that determined it. But at the time, they settled it by using an elevation. And that served to get this elevation level, and that served to get the beach bill through the House, and then it was later on fixed in law as time went on. That's what did the trick. Two legislators, including one from the Medford area, the Democrat Jim Redden, sat down and pounded the bill out together, and took care of all the technical details.
It got technical that there's even the official portrait of Governor McCaul, which faces the House chamber, or did anyway, last time I saw it in the state capitol. It almost looks like he's walking on water. But it really was intricate in talking about, 16 feet above the mean wet sand mark or something?
That's right. The portrait in the state capitol is really remarkable. It has him like in a full PPC walking on the beach. That didn't actually happen, but he did go to the beach. And what they did was he and his crew sort of stormed the beach on a Saturday, knowing they would make the Sunday papers, with state officials doing surveys of the beach, largely for TV cameras, for the benefit of it. What they found was that there were some Oregon State University professors who had a good working theory about how we could define the beach for public ownership. That's the scene of McCaul sort of staying there, helping with the survey. And in one case, for one point, he actually flew in on a helicopter. Was pretty dramatic, and that's the scene that's depicted or referred to in that great portrait. It became a defining image of him. He was a governor who was willing to literally draw a line in the sand and go to the site itself and stand there on the beach and declare it to be public. It was quite dramatic.
Brent Walth is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the 50th birthday of the Beach Bill in Oregon, passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Tom McCaul in 1967. Brent Walth wrote a book about Tom McCaul called Fire at Eden's Gate, about that period when Brent was growing up in Oregon, watching Tom McCaul do some fairly amazing things with the help of the legislature. Join us on the Exchange. Maybe you have memories of Tom McCaul or the passage of the Beach Bill itself, or just want to talk about the Beach Bill and how you enjoy its provisions in Oregon. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. And here again, from 50 years later, when people are enjoying the provisions of the Beach Bill, it's kind of odd to think about that it was not there in that form for all time. I mean, how did the opposition cast their argument? Because it seems pretty easy to take the other position. Sure, let's have the public have access to the beaches.
Well, there were a lot of coastal legislators opposed it, and they were concerned because there were some of their constituents who had actually been paying property taxes and thought they had deeds for property that was going to be declared public, and they were going to lose land without compensation. There was very few cases of that overall, but that was the kind of the excuse. And as I said before, some of them had political pals. There was at least one top Republican official who was deeply involved in a real estate deal. I mean, some people may know the Inn at Spanish Head in Lincoln City was in development or plans for it, and that could not have gone forward with the beach bill. They wrote a sort of an escape clause for projects like that, and that hotel ended up getting built. But there was concern about rich folks who were trying to develop things on the beach for themselves or for business being cut out. And so there wasn't really a public argument in that way, but behind the scenes, that's what it was. And McCaul knew that, and he knew that he could roll over that if he could get the public behind him. And that's exactly what he did.
You mentioned seeing differences in other parts of the country, like going to the East Coast and seeing where people had to pay for access to the beaches and had to display their badges and everything. And it's different stuff, about four different categories, basically. How unusual was Oregon's concept of beach ownership for that time?
That's a really good question. I don't know what it was in all states. I think by that time, Washington State, for example, was pretty much in line. California, it was a patchwork. And in the East Coast, for sure, you know, the localities would claim jurisdiction and then have different rules. But the idea that a single state entity, state agency, at that time the Highway Department, could set the rules really kind of gave Oregon an advantage. It was a standardized set of rules and guidelines that were pretty informal until the Beach Bill came along. Everyone kind of understood it to be accepted law, and that's what upset it. This motel owner was pretty defiant, and he was willing to take on the governor. There's a great moment where McCall went to the beach that Saturday to stake out what he believed to be the public line. Imagine he walked down toward the water, down to the wet sands, and he says, this is down here is where the Republicans want you to, you know, have ownership. And he marched way up into the dry sands and said, and this is where I want it. And he walked right up to the motel, and one of the reporters who was there at the time recalled it. Once he turned away from the journalists, McCall looked at the motel and started swearing under his breath about the motel owner, and made no, did not hide the fact that this was an outrage, and he felt it personally, like he did so many other issues, and he prevailed.
Let's take a call here. We have Ann and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Oregon's 50-year-old beach bill with Brent Wolf.
Thank you. I moved to Oregon in the fall of 1965, and so I remember all of this. And Tom McCall is one of my favorite. Just a second. No, I'm on the phone. And is one of my favorite politicians of all times. And it just shows how much the Republican Party has changed, that there are no liberal Republicans anymore, or hardly any moderates. And I think we should all revere the memory of Tom McCall and all that he did for us in the state of Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate that. And it's interesting, Brent, because I noticed just before we put Ann on the line that you were talking about how McCall was complaining about what the Republicans in the legislature did. He was a Republican.
He was. Absolutely. And, you know, he needed those same Republicans. I think the thing to keep in mind, and Ann is absolutely right, McCall was of a type. He was a progressive, moderate Republican, liberal today by any standard. But he wasn't alone. There were many. And there had been many in statewide office and in the legislature. The Republican Party had a range of views, which is why a Republican and a Democrat could sit down in a room and hash out the beach bill together and come up with a bill that most people would support.
They would talk to each other back then, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You'll take another call from Evelyn in Gold Beach. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Brent Wolf.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I didn't hear the last call because I was getting greeted by your folks that answer your phone there, but I kind of got the gist, and I'm probably calling for the same reason. I am lucky enough to live within like a 4-minute walk of the beach, and every single morning, that's where I take my walk because it just renews me. And I can walk for 4 or 5 miles, depending on, of course, the tide level, with no encumbrances except for nature and her little things that she does to keep us from walking that way. I was just thinking about Tom McCall the other day, and I thought, I am so glad that this man lived, and I'm so glad that he did what he did for us. And, just my little comment. Thank you.
Thanks,
this
Evelyn.
This is a great topic today. Thank
okay,
you.
Good to hear from you, Evelyn. Thanks for calling in. So how close was the vote on the beach bill ultimately, Brent?
Very close at all. I can't remember the margin, but I don't think there was much of a question in the end that it was it would pass, and it, the first fight was really in the House, and and once it got to the Senate, it was pretty much a steamroller. Nobody was going to stop it. So,
well, I can figure that those people who had been paying property taxes right down to the water probably got their assessments reduced. Were there any payments to anybody for things that they felt like they lost in having the beach bill established?
That's a really good question, and I'm not sure. I do know that 2 years later, there was an establishment that there was actually going to be a serving line drawn, and I think that helped accommodate people. So there wasn't just like an imaginary straight line, you know, down to the middle of people's properties. There probably were cases along the way where there were adjustments made or buyouts. I'm not sure of that. There weren't many. What did happen, though, was that there was a provision placed in the bill that basically said, you know, the beaches are public, and you can't own them, and you can't develop them privately, unless, of course, the State Highway Commission approves an exemption. And the Highway Commission at the time was run by a very powerful man by the name of Glenn Jackson.
Oh, from Jackson County, yeah.
And he had in his back pocket the ability to grant waivers, and that's why that one hotel I mentioned got built. And that was sort of a safety valve for people that allowed some development to go forward. But for the most part, the protection was sacrosanct by that point, and no one's ever challenged it.
We should probably do a whole show about Glenn Jackson at some point. He's another colorful figure from that same general time in history. Brent Wolff is a longtime journalist in Oregon, former Pulitzer winner at The Oregonian, author of Fire at Eden's Gate about Tom McCall and the Oregon story. Brent, good to talk to you about the beach bill today.
Thank you for having me.